Gerardo Rodriguez Brucesi. I have been living in self-imposed exile for the last 25 years in Australia. In February 1978, I was working as a photojournalist in Buenos Aires. And while taking photos, I was detained by the police, who were operating for the military dictatorship during the period known as the Dirty War.
On the 24th of March 1976, a military junta led by General Videla took control. They were in turn supported by right-wing groups such as the infamous AAA. With Nazi-like precision, the crackdown began, officially termed the Proceso, but more commonly known as the Dirty War. It lasted for 8 years, with little or no protest from the international community.
Besides to work as a photojournalist, I was trying to keep a record of the events in Argentina. When they searched my house, they destroyed photos of the military coup I have taken, and other documentation was very compromising. I was expecting to smuggle that information one day or to do something to denounce the truth. But as I say, nobody is innocent. In a situation we went through South America, nobody were innocent. Or you were against, or you were pro-freedom. I disappeared, but no, because I was an innocent bystander. I knew what I was doing, of course. I knew it was compromising. But I never expected to be attacked and tortured just because I was shooting photos. The last play I put in a scene was in Teatr La Mama in Melbourne. During the process of developing that play was when I started to realize the need to go back to Argentina, revisit the two places where they tortured me, and to try to confront those men, try to confront those torturers, just to obtain an apology.
So you've gone back to Argentina, and a lot of things have changed since you were there last, and they've actually overturned the laws, the amnesty laws that had actually prevented the prosecution of many of the torturers. You've been through this process of reconciliation. Do you think that Argentina can also go through a process of healing and reconciliation?
Yes, I'm a strong believer that the whole society, the whole South American societies are ready for those changes. It's an enormous need from the young generations to forget and forgive. Not as such thing as a forget, because it's good to keep memories alive in order to stop that to happen again. But to forgive, yes, it's very important. It's, in a sense, it's to forgive our own selves. Because one of the complex we developed through the torture is, you know, we mark forever with the post-traumatic stress disorder and things like that, but also the guilt complex we develop. All those ones who have survived, I found a similarity with myself. We all feel guilty because we survived. And that needs to be stopped. We need to change, we need to start to realize that we are entitled to have a life and to love and to love and to look towards a better future, not just for ourselves, but for the whole country.
At that time, three of the most notorious torturers were Commandant Callars, Dirk Julian, and the yet-to-be-identified Kung Fu. For many months after being abducted, I was held in a place called El Banco, where I was tortured by those men.
In your film, you go back to El Banco, one of the places, one of the 300 places around Argentina where torture took place. And in your film, the use of electric shocks, of sexual humiliation, all of that comes out. with the history of places like El Banco, do you think that there are parallels that can be drawn today to Abu Ghraib and even Guantanamo Bay?
Always I talk about that. Always I tell people how I feel shocked when I see the Abu Ghraib pictures, because that remind me of my own experience. But in Australia, it's very unfortunate because, except for the political refugees, the rest of the population, the other 18 million people living in Australia, those images mean nothing because we see those images through movies, through TV series. Every day we see new programs, they become more and more realistic, and they showing bodies found, decomposition, blah blah blah. Human being as a entity, we became very divorced of reality today, and we see those photos as a part of that fantasy. But for people like me, of course, that brings reality.